How many times have you heard the saying, you have to give 110%? Just in case you didn't know, that's not humanly possible. Only possible to give 100%, and any less than that, you're probably not going to be a very successful Division I hockey player.
There's no question, you know, Wednesday night was not fun for him, and video today, or whenever they had video, wasn't very fun either. So it is what it is. You know, the will of a person can go a long ways in sports, and, you know, when you lose that first game, it's life can be tough. It's tough the next night sometimes.
I know victory, I know tragedy, I know defeat's a bitter pill to swallow. I know destiny, I know misery, I know the sting can make a man so hollow.
In our everyday life, I'm sure more than a few of you listening have had coworkers that were checked out for work more than they were checked in. Maybe in your kids, there's one that cleans their room religiously and the other is grounded more often than not because they don't do their chores. In Division I college hockey, if you give less than 100%, if you check out for a shift or two, you might as well not play at all. It's an all or nothing business. The Beavers started their last game at Arizona State great. Not even 30 seconds in, Beavers up 1-0.
Arma wins the draw cleanly back to Elias Rosen. One of the Arizona State players without a stick right now. Sillinger, backdoor comes. They shoot, they score! Sillinger took the shot from the top of the left circle. It got blocked, and Lucas Sillinger bangs it home. Beavers lead 1-0. It took 12 seconds on the power play. That's it.
Changed quickly thereafter. Arizona State scored 5 of the next 6 goals, were up 5-2. That's when Elias Rosen got involved in the offense.
Rosen holds blue line left. 17 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Rosen, high slot, shoots, scores! Elias Rosen gets the pass from Iarulo, and the Beavers have cut it now to 5-3 with 31 seconds left on the power play.
I don't know to what percentage the Beavers were playing last Friday night, but it didn't look like 100%. I think we all know that anything less than triple digits just isn't going to cut it. St. Thomas is 1-15 on the season. Lone win came a month and a half ago at home against Ferris State. Don't let the record fool you. Anything less than 100% tonight, anything else than all or nothing, probably isn't going to be enough. Beavers and the Tommies from St. Thomas. Budweiser pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.